was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541. Should've used.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. So we were, I literally just interrupted a discussion because I'm like, why are we wasting all of this primo content and we're not recording it? So we're just talking about the argument about episodic versus weekly. So whereas Disney Plus releases, they'll release their first two and then they'll go like one episode a week after that. Netflix, Stranger Things, dump all at once so you can just watch them whenever you want. And I was just saying, I'm finding that I was annoyed because Netflix started out the dump and then everybody else followed with episodic. And so I wasn't used to episodic, but now that I'm in it, I don't mind. I'm sort of cool with either.
I'm anti-episodic if it's going to be as long as season four of Stranger Things.
Yeah. Well, they're not episodic. They do like the total dump, right?
The dump. I'm against the dump now because if you want me to watch 40 hours of Stranger Things, how will you expect people to avoid spoilers?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. I feel like the people who have already watched Stranger Things 4, it's a real good argument against working from home. Because these people are watching while on the company dock.
Yeah.
Good for them. Yeah.
But I mean, come on. No one is watching the 4-hour episode 4 of Stranger Things on a Wednesday. It's not a thing.
Homeboy making small talk before the Zoom meeting starts about how great Stranger Things is has not been working. That dude is watching TV while he's supposed to be doing stuff.
But see, that's the reverse.
You're totally right, by the way.
Yeah, but see, that's the reverse because you brought up like Disney because that like Obi-Wan series just came out. Those are only like, 35, 40 minute episodes.
Yeah, they're like 40, 45 minutes every episode. Yeah.
See, those should all, if it's under an hour an episode, those should all be dumped at once. But Stranger Things, like an hour, I think it's like an hour and like 15 minutes.
Jesus!
Is who like start the shortest off, one.
And they get longer. Yeah,
and it gets longer.
So every episode's a full movie.
No, the last like two or three are over 2 hours.
You know what? Like British shows can do that because they only have 4 episodes in an entire season. So you can drop 2 hours. Like, you know what? Let's sit down once a week. It's almost like we're watching a movie, like we're watching a Netflix movie. We'll watch this episode of Sherlock or whatever. It's 2 hours. It's great. We're invested. After the fourth episode, you're done. Move on. How many episodes of Stranger Things? Do you know?
7 or 8.
8 episodes of 2 hours? Fuck you.
They're not all 2 hours. Okay. They go from an hour to an hour and or an hour to like 2.5 hours at the end.
I didn't watch the last season of Stranger Things until like a year and a half after it came out. I forgot about it. I was like, everybody watched it, talked about it for a week, and I completely forgot about it. And then I watched it later and I was like, this is fine.
Like, I haven't watched a single episode of it.
It's fine.
That's only one half?
Yeah, it's fine.
There's now a part 2 released later.
No.
Oh, there's more?
No. This is only part 1?
July.
No, in July. No, it's entirely too much. You're asking me to watch Schindler's List like 10 times.
Yeah.
No.
Was it Marty Scorsese doing every episode?
Yeah. This is cinema. Yeah.
Let's watch The Irishman 16 times.
Oh my God, enough with The Irishman. It's too much of a painful watch. It's a slog.
Yeah.
I don't quite get the, it's not for me. I don't want to watch 2.5 hours of a Netflix episode.
No, but you're completely right on a series like that. There's no way you're going to be able to avoid spoilers if you can't watch it all in a weekend.
Right.
Like if you try to piece it out like a couple episodes a week, maybe you're going to get spoiled. It's just going to happen.
And this weekend, on Saturday, I'm carving out like 36 hours on Saturday to watch two episodes.
All of Saturday. Yeah.
So I will be a quarter of the way there, but
But homeboy in the Zoom call is definitely gonna ruin it for you next
week.
It's
just too much.
He's been sitting there all work day watching episodes of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
You're going down, man. Sorry.
But like even like Ozarks. Ozark, I was a little like, I'll give them, maybe they're doing
they didn't
it
quite go that COVID, long.
But the breaking up of the series and.
I'll say there is a reason Disney does it the way they do it too, just because most of them are Marvel shows.
Sure.
And they're matching up with the movies and they have a very set schedule. And I guess the Star Wars shit does too, now that I think about it, because they're releasing a whole bunch of different shows now too. So they sort of have to stick to something. They don't, you know, they could just drop everything and then, you know, a couple months later drop another thing, but it sort of works out for them just the way they do it. But yeah. Netflix is on their way out anyways. Somebody's going to buy Netflix here pretty soon, undo all their decisions.
When you give Adam Sandler like $500 million to make eight movies, probably not a great business model.
Did you hear about what they're doing to like the people overseas right now? So they're testing the restricting people sharing their passwords overseas right now. And I guess the way it works is the person who owns the account, they're basically making it so it only works in one room. And so they can't load it on their phone. They can't load it in another room in the house. They can't, like, even if it's their account and they're on their laptop, they can't load it if it's also loaded on like to their main TV or something like that. That's a bad play. There's no way they bring that here. If they bring that here, they're fucked. They're done. Like done. So many people are just out.
Though I do kind of laugh when people are like, Netflix wants $15 a month. And I'm like,
I know.
Yeah, I watched you go to a movie last week and you spent $19 on a ticket. So, yeah. I mean, it's still a value at $15 a month.
Absolutely is. Yep.
Yeah. And at least three households are using that login.
Absolutely. Oh,
100%.
Yeah.
It's like charge them $5 if you're really worried about that $15.
Have you guys finished Ozark?
I haven't watched any of it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's going to be one of those deals.
It's going to be like Parks and Rec for me. Like, I didn't watch Parks and Rec until like 6 years or like 5 years after it stopped airing or whatever.
All right. Well, I will sum up the entire show for you.
Okay.
I am Jason. I am mopey Jason Bateman.
How's Jason Bateman's fit? Has he got the khakis?
It's exactly the same.
And the polo? Yeah,
it's Jason Bateman to a T.
How's the hair?
Great. Yeah.
Same.
Of course it's great.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
So basically the entire show can be summed down to this. Ruth? How about Omar Navarro? Fuck you, Marty Bird. And then his wife goes, well, that's certainly a comeback. And it's like, fuck you, Wendy. And then there's some gunshots, some pew pew. And that's pretty much Ozark.
Pew 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 pew.
You need a little more twang on that.
Fuck you, Marty Bird.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't talking to you, Wendy.
Go into your I don't want your life. Yeah. That's essentially it.
Wyatt, Charlotte, go in the house. For what? They've seen murder, Wendy.
Ruth? What's that thing called where people who do accents, they have like their starting off point?
Omar Navarro.
They got to say the one phrase that gets them into the thing. I don't want your life. I'm in. I am in. Let's do some acting, y'all. All right, should we talk sports? I don't know. King, you've been watching baseball all day, every day for the last like 3 weeks. So
yeah. It was it's been a grind.
It's been a slog.
It's been a grind. It's
a
been
a slog of Babe Ruth League baseball.
No, it was great though. You know, tonight the kids took pity on the private Catholic school kids. They run-runned them, but they let them have the extra inning to hit just to score.
Just for the experience.
Losers! Jesus can't save you now, Marist.
Wait. Trying to say Jesus
Where
Christ can't hit a curveball.
God, Jesus cannot hit a curveball.
Your kid up there throwing slide pieces.
hitting dubs off Jovan Catron's kid, you know.
You love to see it. You love to see it. Yeah, your kid's team kind of dominates, huh?
Yeah, but man, we'll pivot off this in like 40 seconds.
Sure.
But as they advanced in the tournament over Memorial Day, the team they eventually lost to 2-3, they had a kid with a hammer of a curve. And then as the closer in extra innings, they brought in a lefty who was pumping gas. Woo! For that age, I was like, damn, okay. I get why the final score is 3-2. Because those guys are pretty good.
They find them.
Yeah.
All right, yes, let's pivot. Let's pivot into basketball. Should we start with the Blazers story or should we start with the actual finals, game one?
I have Celtics in six, so I might need to revise it to Celtics in five.
Yeah. No, the game one. So, as we're recording this, it just ended like 15 minutes ago. If you're listening to this, the Warriors might be up 2-1 now sometime, right. Sometime later this week. But game one, the Celtics outscored them 40-16 in the fourth quarter and won. Like what? Al Horford, 6 of 8 on threes, which is
Derek
like
White, apparently.
Derek White had like 21.
Yeah, Horford had 26.
Yeah, I hopped in the car to come home, and the Celtics were down 12.
Were down 12 entering the fourth.
Yes, and they won by 12.
9 of 12 on threes in the fourth quarter.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it sustainable?
The offense, no.
Yeah.
The defense, probably. Maybe. I mean, Tatum wasn't good tonight, so, I mean. No.
I think Brown only had like 10 points in going into the fourth, but then dropped like 14 in the fourth. But yeah.
God, he's such a weird player.
He is Jaylen a weird Brown, player.
Like in game 7 against the Heat, he couldn't even dribble. Like I'm watching it going, like he can't. He definitely can't. He can't dribble. How is he?
It felt that team feels kind of like that Blazers team with Dame as Tatum and then McCollum's kind of Brown, to where he'll have that game where he'll drop 40. And then you see these games are like, he could not even get close to making a shot. He's disappears. Turning the ball over, getting into the lane all the time. Yeah. It's not quite the 1-2 punch that C's fans think it is, but they're all the ancillary players are just way better.
I was going to say,
the Blazers could ever dream of.
You know what Portland doesn't have is Al Horford.
They do not have Al Horford.
They have never had Al Horford. Nope. Yeah.
Or Marcus Smart or anyone.
Or the Time Lord, Robert Williams, like Time closing Lord, out on
the Time Lord.
Corner threes by jumping in the paint.
Yeah.
It's incredible on one leg.
Again,
if Boston wins, Portland kind of gets a claim that NBA title, I think. Ime Udoka went to Udoka. Jefferson. You
like
know?
The city of Portland?
Pritchard went to West Lynn, which Portland proper really probably doesn't claim, but for convenience, we'll claim it.
I see. I saw a lot of people chiming, a lot of Blazers fans chiming, like, oh, we could have had Udoka as our coach. And it's like, most
didn't
of
even interview
he was
him.
Fucking coaching.
I mean, I'm sure he's a good coach. I mean, everyone is saying he's done great adjustments in the playoffs. Okay. But what was he going to do with this Blazers roster?
Yeah.
I like that when they were saying that sort of stuff, a bunch of fans thought they were talking about Spoelstra. They're like from Portland. Like, and Olshay didn't even interview him. They're like, what do you mean? He was already coaching the Heat. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, Blazer fans. I feel like I keep going from thing to thing here, and I feel like this is sounding close to a legit podcast or something like that because of the questions. I feel like I'm like, did you guys have a problem with Jimmy Butler's three-pointer at the end of the game against the Celtics? It's like, okay.
Coming up next.
What are we doing?
Bill Knight.
Brought to you by.
On the Blazers franchise. Brought to you by Baja Blast Mountain Dew. Only at Taco Bell.
So, okay. Anything else on game one before we talk about the Blazers and Phil Knight?
Nah.
Okay. Because that's the big news in our world. Phil Knight and who is it? Smolinski?
Yeah. Do you see how young that guy is?
co-owner of the Dodgers? No, how old is he?
He just turned 42. Something tells me he was born into buying Dodgers money and then, you know, a piece of the Blazers money. Because at 42, if you're buying and if you've been bought into the Dodgers since like 36, I'm not trusting that you made that money. I'm just going to say.
You didn't earn that. Yeah. That was handed to you, which is fine.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I just don't know what he does.
You know what? Like, I just occurred to me when I was sort of
looking. I think he's a developer is what I thought he is.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
It's like which just means he was rich and he just used his money to make more money.
Some apartment complexes.
Yes.
Property.
Yeah.
Don't mention Los Angeles team owners and owning apartment complexes. let's not go back there. it occurred to me as I was looking stuff up that Phil Knight hasn't done anything in like 6 years. Remember he went off the board at Nike in like 2016. So he's just been sitting around, you know, I assume somebody like at Nike just sort of runs ideas by him just to be nice, like to the guy who founded it and used to own it or whatever, but used to run it. But he, you know, it just sort of occurred to me as I'm looking at this, he's been sitting around bored as fuck. And he's like, I have all these billions of dollars. Like, I'm building stuff. I'm doing all this. The money's never going to go away. It's only going to get more as time goes on. Like, I gotta do something with it. And lo and behold, local team in the city he lives in all of a sudden is available for purchase. Why not?
It does crack me up, though, like his money allocation is that he's willing to probably front 80%+ of a $2+ billion purchase.
Yeah.
But he won't pay a penny for the University of Oregon's coaching searches.
Yeah.
Like he's building a dumb indoor stadium or indoor practice facility for Oregon that they really don't need. But he's like, I refuse to put in for the coaching pool. I just will not do it.
Did you see, I don't know if it was a legit person tweeting it, but someone came out with a tweet saying that part of the deal for if the Blazers were even think about it is Phil would have to cut ties with the University of Oregon.
No way.
No.
That's what it said.
And I have not seen
that. I clicked on the guy and it said he was a journalist of some kind. I don't know if I was completely duped. I mean, you can put whatever you want in your bio, but.
Yeah. Well, like Woj was the one who dropped all of this information earlier. And if it were legit, Woj would have reported it, and him not reporting because he was the only source, like all of the sources went back to him. And so if he wasn't saying it, because that would be huge news, like that would be he'd say no. Right.
Absolutely. Right? And I don't even know why he would have to cut ties
at this point.
It felt extremely trolly of. Yeah. Some school in the north of the Pac-12 would come out with a tweet like that. So that's why I was very skeptical instantly.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Ballmer's wife donated, like the Ballmers matched the Knights on that new science center. And he can still own the Clippers. So I don't see any conflict.
It wouldn't be a league
there.
Thing. Yeah. 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 Oh, no. Adam Silver doesn't give a fuck.
No. Like,
absolutely not. No.
I thought there would be maybe more. Problems with him. Oh, I guess he doesn't actually own Nike or I don't know what percentage of Nike he actually owns.
Not like
still.
The head of the board anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he still the majority owner of Nike? I don't know.
Yeah. He just doesn't make day to day decisions anymore. Yeah.
Because that would be more of a conflict of interest. Like, oh, we're going to maybe screw all the other. But they want money anyway. So there's
Jordan owns the Hornets. So
yeah.
Like,
so
conflicts of interest. And I think the NBA's moved past that.
No.
But I think it would be sick. I think
I do too. Yeah.
Of all the names mentioned, I'm like, why not?
Both of them, by the way. Like Phil Knight excites me, but both of them together.
Bring the young guy in that would care. Like he seems like a guy that would sit courtside. Like he'd be like a cube and he'd want to be involved.
And that's the important thing when I saw his age. Cause at first I was like, Phil Knight's like, he's going to be dead.
Was he 85?
Something like that. Like he's not
he's
dead in 10 years. And he doesn't have next of kin that would step up. I mean, I looked him up because his well, I mean, his son Matthew, you know, is deceased. His daughter is just kind of an invisible mystery. And then his son apparently was a rapper and now is a CEO for some anime company in the Bay Area.
No, he made the Coraline movie. Didn't he do that?
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's legit. Now that you mention him, I totally am remembering him now.
So why would he? He has no interest in basketball, no. So, but yeah, that's why that 42-year-old guy is important. So I was like, Phil Knight's. It's cool that he would buy it, but are they just going to be selling it in 8 years?
He's 84, by the way.
I felt Phil Knight buying it is purely to get rid of any rumors that the Blazers would ever move.
Absolutely.
And I think he'd want to keep it in state. It's the only professional sport in the state. He's the biggest athletic player in.
Look at this guy shitting on the Timbers and Thorns.
Yes. Major sport. How about that?
The hops and the emeralds.
Major professional sport.
Okay. All right.
So I feel it's more of, it's almost like he's donating to it to like keep the Blazers there. It's kind of how it feels to me. Yeah.
It's a legacy thing.
Then for someone in the Vulcan group came out and said like the Blazers aren't for sale. Last week we said that bullshit. They have to be sold.
It's semantics. Like, yeah. Like technically they are not up for sale.
Not yet.
But the trust, they have to be sold fairly soon.
And I saw
I was kind of reading something and it's like the timetable on when the trust has to sell the team is kind of shitty because it runs just short of when the NBA does their new TV agreements.
Oh, so they want to get paid off.
So like, that's why the Blazers are saying $3 billion because will be worth $3 billion. But as of right now and for 2 years in the future with no new TV deal, they're worth $2 billion. I mean, granted, I'm not going to cry for the Paul Allen estate, but that is a bad stroke of luck that they just.
Well, I was thinking, is that the actual value they're kind of putting on the Blazers? Just $2 million-ish?
No, right they're putting there? They're putting three. They're putting $3 billion.
That future.
That's why Phil Knight and them are offering two because they know they're offering three, knowing that the TV deal.
Yeah.
It's like a year out from when they have to sell it. But they're smart businessmen. Why would they pay the $1 billion?
And they're, and that's an initial offer too. So they both said they're still going to pursue buying the Blazers, and so that means counter offers and whatnot. So probably land somewhere in the middle. But
and Phil Knight's not putting his name out, and it's not even just that there was an interest in it. Like they put out
an offer.
Yeah. Phil Knight's not doing that unless the team is up for sale. It's negotiating.
All the people who have made offers like have been working with the NBA as well. So like to buy a NBA team, you have to get approval from the league and all that stuff. So you have to work with the league and the current ownership to be able to do that. So they've been doing that. They say they're going to continue to do that, even though the Blazers said they're not for sale.
I was trying to think of the value. Cause was the T-Wolves the one that was sold? Not like that long ago.
It was like 1.6.
Yeah. See 1.6 for the T-Wolves. The Blazers considered a bigger market than
the Blazers. Minnesota there, it's like I was reading something the other day. Like they made, and it's pandemic time, so the numbers are a little messy. But they were 12th in the league in revenue over the last 2 years.
Really, Jesus!
And they have a shitty regional sports network agreement.
Oh yeah,
fan base.
I don't get it. Worse. So I don't understand. Like I said, I think there's some number skewing there, but still being 12th out of 30. 28, 32. I don't even know how many teams there are anymore. Hey, Siri, how many NBA teams are there? But they're still in the top half. You know what I mean? Like they're knocking on the door of top 10. It's kind of surprising.
Do you think ownership changes anything in terms of Portland? In terms of Portland being able to get people?
Not free agents.
Because there's a cap. Like, that's the thing. Like this guy helped turn the Dodgers into what they are today. But the Dodgers can just throw Monopoly money around to whoever they want because there's no fucking salary cap in baseball. The Blazers have been living at the salary cap in the NBA. So
there's a cap in the NFL, but basketball seems like they don't really rework contracts like they do in the NFL to get around the salary cap like that.
Yeah.
I feel like if someone could figure out a way to,
but athletes, but do that, players don't want to players don't want to come here. That's
no,
my point.
But the thing is you, they just you got to just trade for people, and we have been alive in our formative years where the Blazers traded for,
you sure did,
a shit ton of big names. You know, now someone who's, you know, 18 will be like, Derek Anderson was a big trade. Yeah.
And Steve Smith.
It was. Steve Smith was a big trade. Yes.
Kenny Anderson.
They yeah. Right. Like, those were big. Detlef Schrempf wasn't. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Aaron Aflalo?
No. Well, okay. Let's not go crazy. But Bob Whitsitt showed the formula for Portland. You swing big.
Yeah. You get Scottie Pippen and you get Damon Stoudemire.
Right.
And you get J.R. Ryder and you try to do your best. Yeah.
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 And you trade the young guys that are about to make a shit ton of money because they're not going to want to stay with you. Trade J.O.
You don't offer them max deals. You don't offer max deals to middling players like Neil Olshey did over and over again.
Like, one thing I'd be excited about, like, from a non-on-court thing, is whoever buys the Blazers, and I would assume Phil Knight would be more at the forefront of this.
Yeah, top of the list now, right?
Is just building up the Rose Quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, because like the surrounding?
That's your dollar investment.
It
right
has
there.
Not yeah. done. It's gotten worse since the 90s. I mean, there's no more Tony Romas. Where can I get my ribs before a Zurs game? Not Tony Romas anymore.
I think they built like a new hotel like 4 blocks away with like a rooftop like bar and stuff. But I think that's it.
But that's it.
Yeah,
though.
That's about that, it.
That's it. No, but you're totally right. Like because if you own the Blazers, you own the Rose Quarter, right? Isn't that part
I
of the?
I would believe so. Absolutely.
I would think
yeah,
so.
You
right.
You got to own the so there, memorial.
There's your dollar investment right there. There's how you make money in the future. Is right.
What's
right
crazy
there.
About just that is, you know, the Rose Quarter or the Rose Garden at the time was built in, what, like 95?
Right.
Like they built it with all that open area and, you know, it's cemented and it's built. Like they were one of the first ones to build an arena with like an entertainment district
yeah.
potential. And it just never happened.
They didn't do it. Yeah. They just didn't follow through.
And part of it, I think, is because, you know, Memorial Coliseum still stands because it's.
It has to.
It has to because it's a.
Yeah.
They named it War Memorial Coliseum yeah. or whatever. Veterans Coliseum, whatever that fuck it's named.
It's like a national monument or whatever.
Yes, but how dumb is that? You can just call it Memorial Coliseum. Yeah, it's a national monument. Why? Because we call it Memorial. Yeah, but what happened here?
What
I don't
is
know.
It, though?
77 Blazers.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Oregon High School State Tournaments.
I mean, when I see Memorial Coliseum,
I
salute all the troops that gave the ultimate to the country. Yeah. That's what I see when I see that rectangle of glass. God.
Watched many a Gatorade Player of the Year play in that arena. One of them went to our school, guys.
Saw Tyson Chandler there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Blocked my eventual roommate like 19 times in garbage time. But they were Dominguez High was so good on rubbing it in on the white kids that Tyson Chandler was still playing. It was very bizarre. They were up by 50.
Shots going into the eighth row.
But hey, what do you guys see about Will Richardson returning?
I was just going to say Richardson and Gurrier both.
Yep, it'll be my second year of being completely wrong about Gurrier, but I'm dying on that hill. I'm committed to the bit.
Yeah.
I am on the Quincy bandwagon.
So Richardson sucked at the end of last year, but apparently he was dealing with migraines or something.
Mono.
It was mono.
Which is really pales in comparison to Jalen Redd playing football games with pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer. I know. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, I have mono. Jalen's like, I have cancer.
Yeah, now we know why Richardson wasn't really complaining to the media at the end of last year. He's like, looks across the Hatfield-Dowlin complex and sees a dude with cancer. It's like, yeah.
Oh, you got to get radiation? I just have to take a nap? Okay. I can see, Jalen. I concede. You win the illness battle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good. Intestines. I lose.
It's good because I don't know who the Ducks are next year. As usual,
they should be. Their roster looks a lot better than it did last year. I will say that.
And they'll help because they're both like Gurrier ended up being the best player at the end of last year. And, you know, Richardson, when he's good, is really good. He just was good for like 3 weeks all of last season. So
I think him going to the NBA like scouting camp or whatever the hell they go to, I think might actually help him because they're seeing the same things we see. It's like, dude, you're kind of soft. It's like you kind of disappear when the team needs you. I'm sure they're, you know, saying, hey, you want to get drafted in the first round next year? Go work on these things to show, you know, what you are capable of.
You want to know how this is just reporting. I've just off, you know, off the record. I've heard that Richardson lined up one-on-one against a player from Georgetown. And the Georgetown player got in his head by saying, come on, let's play mano y mano. And yeah, that was, you know, that was a bad joke. Mono's serious. We all know someone in high school who had mono and couldn't play in the tennis match that week. I get it,
but you ain't dying from mono.
You ain't dying from mono. Like I said, Jalen Redd had pancreatic cancer. Look up the survival rates for pancreatic.
You could die from that.
Will Richardson.
It's one of the bad cancers.
That is a bad cancer.
That's a bad cancer. Yeah.
It is. With Will, though, I mean, we always kind of equate him to Peyton, you know, because Peyton was kind of very meh for 2 years in the middle there. And, it, you know, then he had the huge senior season. His numbers are definitely better than Pritch's was, you know, those middle seasons. He needs to become that guy. If he's coming back for another year, I mean, we said it last year too. He needs to be that guy.
And like, yeah, the difference between the two is you can throw up numerical stuff and be like, they're pretty similar, you know, through 3 years.
He got his numbers every game.
But even when Pritchard was bad, he was a dick. Like, he carried himself like a rich asshole from the suburbs. Richardson is not that assertive, which is, I'm not even saying that's necessarily a bad thing. But you could see Pritchard wanting to be a true number one for like a year and a half before he became the number one.
You have to be confident if you're going to be the guy. Like Richardson is not confident.
And I don't even know if I would say it's that he's not confident. He's just, he feels more like a number two to me, which is still fine. Like if he's the number two next year and someone is definitively better than him, shit, Oregon's really good.
Hey, if this incoming point guard is a dude and you could actually play Will off the ball as like, actually a shooting number two at, because Harmon,
Keep Harmon on the bench, I was just going to
say. Harmon with the ball in his hand doesn't help the team at all. But if someone else that has the ball in their hand can contribute and make Will play off ball, that's a recipe for Ducks being dangerous.
What's this dude's name who's coming in again?
Is it Dior Johnson? Is he the point guard
that's
one?
It. Yeah. That's it.
So they have two five stars. Him and Ware, who's a center. Yeah. So that probably won't go well because go Ducks. But
one of the Mosley accounts I'm still allowed to follow.
He's blocked you.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. Remember the Duck Duck football. Instagram, I'm still good.
Yeah. There's a lot of Somies out there to.
For the general Go Ducks Mosley account. I better not put it out there. He's going to find out.
No, please don't. He will. He searches his name. So I've been told.
Yeah. We better not bring that up or we're definitely all going to get blocked.
We're talking about Mob Rosley.
Yeah. Getting blocked by association, brother. Yeah. I'm going to bleep out his name. So if you hear a bleeped out name, that's what it is. So ridiculous. All right. Let's do our list.
I got a quick thing. Did either of you watch the match at all the other day?
No, I'm so no.
The golf thing.
The golf thing. Yeah, I flipped to it, watched some of it. You're winning a Super Bowl this year, King.
Yeah, baby. You know,
those four quarterbacks are out there, all like, or three of them, you know, Brady and Rodgers and Allen are all like.
Was it Brady? Who won? Rodgers.
Brady and Rodgers did together.
So, was it a tandem? Was those.
Yeah, it was those two against the two young kids.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, Rodgers hit some putt on the last hole. That's a win all day.
Rodgers and Brady, get out of here with that.
Yeah, but you know, Brady and Rodgers, they weren't touching anything. Your boy Mahomes out there I think he drank probably about 8 C minuses playing, driving, whipping the cart around, like trying to say, like trying to get Alan to drink a couple of beers to start playing better.
I did see Coors Light with the aggressive marketing campaign after that.
Yeah.
Is he shotgunning beers on a golf course? That would be the dopest shit.
If your NFL quarterback
cracks open the side of a beer and just shotguns it on a golf course. But yeah, Super Bowl. I watched
maybe 3 or 4 holes. He was probably averaging a beer a hole. Like he was playing golf like we were playing golf.
Professional.
Yeah. He's like, fuck OTAs. I'm going to be fucking slugging some C minuses.
Patrick Mahomes absent from OTAs. Is this a big story? Cut to him.
Does Patrick passed out in a golf cart about football anymore?
Yeah. He's doing TikTok videos with his brother, hammered on Coors Lights. That's my quarterback. That's my quarterback. All right, our list of this week is what, King?
In honor of the 2022 NBA Finals, brought to you by YouTube TV, our top three. Warriors.
Yeah, when the list was made, the assumption was that the Warriors were going to actually win, and they did not. So our top three top Warriors.
Three, top three Warriors a little easier than top three Celtics. So
yeah, I feel like there's more opportunities to get racist with top three Celtics too.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So let's avoid that. I'll start. My number three is Makoto Nagano, who is the champion of Ninja Warrior, the original Ninja Warrior. Give me Makoto Nagano. He competed in that thing 26 times. That's 26
compiler.
Years.
Compiler.
26 he is years compiler. He competed in that.
Is Mr. Nagano a compiler? Next on First Take.
You know what he did for a living? He was a
compiled.
Fisherman. He was a fisherman.
That's a compiler too.
On his boat, he trained for Ninja Warrior and fucking went out there 26 times. I think he only won it once. I think there was only like 5 total victory people or whatever ever in the history of it. He was one of them.
Sure.
Give me Makoto Nagano, baby. Mount Midoriyama. Let's go. All right, who's up?
I'll go. My number three Warrior is Timmy Chang.
Yes, sir.
Just because you're a rainbow warrior doesn't make you a warrior nonetheless.
My bows? Let's go. Timmy Chang out of all of them, too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good options there. Is Timmy Chang their coach now? Didn't he get hired as their coach?
He is. He is, yeah.
It's beautiful. Also shows how old we are, but that's fine.
Right. Well, my number three Warrior, Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut.
I was going to say Festus Ezeli, but, you know.
Yeah, that's the better one.
Yeah. I mean, you still got 2 more. He could still be your top two.
Is there anyone that has made more money for doing less than Festus Ezeli?
I mean, probably.
It's got to be close.
Ben Simmons. Kyrie Irving.
Phil Knight's kid.
Yeah. Elon Musk is actually the best answer.
That's pretty good.
He actually hasn't done much. Builds cars that fall apart. He shoots rockets into the sky that don't do anything. And he's built a tunnel under Las Vegas.
I want to fly rockets now. Fuck that guy, man. My number two.
Is that official? Is that official breaking news from Alex Braga? Fuck Elon Musk.
It's an official statement from the Sports Brewery podcast. You get the doing. Number two, Latrell Sprewell. Known for the rims, known for choking a motherfucker during a practice. Nasty dunks when he actually played.
I thought he was known more for those, that awful braids that he rocked.
That was during his Knicks run, right? Did he also rock those during the Warriors run?
Actually, he might have been shaved head.
I think so.
For the Warriors instead, until he went to those like mullet braids or whatever the fuck he was rocking there for the Knicks.
He had that homophobic Tim Hardaway influence with the Warriors.
A little bit.
I hate gay people.
Just hate them.
Yeah, interesting... that's right. I'm homophobic.
It's an interesting public statement.
One of the weirdest, right. Like looking back, like if you guys don't have context there, one of the weirdest interviews ever.
Absolutely bizarre. Yeah.
Really good. Hey, Mr. Hardaway, what do you think about Michael Sam? I hate gay people. I am homophobic. What?
Let me rephrase the question.
just mention your sponsor, Mr. Hardaway. Why did you do this?
Oh, whenever I get sweaty underarms, I use Speed Stick. No. Speed Stick. No.
Aren't you here on behalf of Snapple, Mr. Hardaway?
All right, what's your two, Ski?
My number two favorite Warrior is James Remar. From the 70s, I think. Maybe early 80s classic, The Warriors.
Oh, there you go.
He was like the head Ajax of the Warriors.
This shouldn't surprise you based on our movie podcast. I have not seen that movie. It's one of those ones that every time I like go to watch it, I look at it and I'm like, yeah, this actually looks pretty boring. Is it good?
I mean, for the times.
I feel like that does not tell me that it's good. If a movie was good in like the early 80s or late 70s, that does not tell me that it's a good movie.
They did come out with the guy with the Coke bottles on his fingers.
They did. I know, but is it actually a good movie?
It's kind of, yeah. Did you ever like Escape from New York? Kind of, it's like dark and gritty. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's dark and
Kurt Russell vehicle. Is that what you just brought up?
Yeah.
You know it.
Carpenter. Okay. Carpenter. Yeah, it's a gem. Snake Plissken, man.
Was a carpenter.
He was.
Jim Caviezel was a carpenter.
Former Cowboys linebacker, Bobby. He was a carpenter. He still is a carpenter, actually.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. What's my number two Warrior, Attila the Hun.
Good Warrior.
He was a ruthless leader of the Huns. And if you look up anything on Google about him, one of the first things to describe him is indomitable.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the better Huns, that's for sure.
Sure. Can you name another Hun?
Honey Boo Boo.
There you go. Nailed it. Ooh, that reminded me of the Winnie Pooh horror movie.
Yes.
I don't want to be reminded of that.
Oh, Piglet looks so menacing.
Yeah. Oh, that should not be a thing. That's about to be a thing with Disney, by the way. If the senators get their way and the Mickey Mouse trademark goes away, we're about to see Mickey Mouse and some prawn. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
There's going to be some... Someone's going to make some real racist shit out of Aladdin when that's available for public domain. We don't need to see that.
Goofy and that cow are going to make some more maxes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just saying. We don't need that. We don't need that. Every single one of us has been a child and was raised on those. We don't need that. No one is asking. Oh, no.
Gorsh.
Nope. Not doing it.
A great like tagline if you're a serial killer. You cut someone's head off right
before. Oh my god.
You're the Gorsh killer.
Gorsh. That's a lot of blood. Oh wait, no, that's
hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
God damn. Isn't there already a meme with like the crazy goofy eyes? He's like, I'm gonna stab a motherfucker. Isn't that a meme?
Isn't there the meme with Goofy and Minnie and like at Disneyland and Mickey's off to the side like, the fuck?
Yes, it's great. Like way off in the background in a cave, like, why is his hand there?
Yep, yep.
Manny, it's too cold for the skirt. I told you.
Gosh.
My number one, Alexander the Great, of course. Of course.
Homer.
King, yeah, absolutely. King of Macedonia, baby.
Yeah, Macedonia, do it in the playoffs. Do it in the finals.
Overrated. He sacked the Persians, guys.
Win a real ring, Persians.
Right?
Traveled to India, also known for traveling to India. That's a thing he's
that's
known
thing.
For.
That's a thing?
Hey. Yep. Traveled to India.
Travel to Indiana.
Sack the Persians. Travel to India. King of Macedonia.
Do it in Indianapolis. Let's see you do it.
Yep. Yep.
All right. My number one. What is better than great? And that is Ultimate Warrior.
Ah, I knew that's what you were going for. You sly motherfucker.
It's fantastic.
I wish I could play music on my phone. I would have had the Ultimate Warrior entrance music come out. Never works when I try to play a soundbite. So.
Ski, you got to get a new phone, man. You can't play music on it?
It doesn't translate to whatever.
It's not good.
It's not. I need the soundboard.
Do you do your one yet? What's your one? I forget.
My number one.
Where am I? Who am I?
Me. It's Tom Hardy from that 2011 MMA movie called Warrior, I think.
I think that's it. It's definitely a movie.
Yeah.
Definitely called Warrior. He's in it.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It was good.
I mean, it's your number one, so I guess so.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
You can understand 40% of what Hardy says in that, so that's a win.
I fight in the MMA. Get you on the ground.
Ground and pound.
I'm not the striker.
All right.
What are your goals? To crush this fighter. With no survivors.
With no survivors.
All right, let's go.
Heinz Ward.
Let's go. We have to go.
Come into the octagon, Heinz Ward. I'll blow up your field. You'll never catch up to me.
Bye.